It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Mississinewa High School. They call this the Nest, and we're here on Hall of Fame night. And we'll go over somewhere during the broadcast, we'll go over the folks who were put into the Hall of Fame. Some of them, at least one of them, is a pretty familiar name to a lot of Fort Recovery fans. So you'll want to stick around for that. Not sure when I'll get to that, but I'll try to get to it pretty much right away. So right now, I want to just, let's just go this way. We're coming in at a record of 4 wins, 11 losses, and Mississinewa is coming in with 1 win, 13 losses. And we'll see if we can, we're both on a pretty long losing streak, and somebody's going to end their losing streak, and somebody's is going to go a little farther, and as you'll hear from Coach Leverett, we're going to go with a little bit different stuff, pretty similar to last night as far as the lineup and so forth. So we'll see what we can do. We'll be back with our talk with Coach Leverett in just a couple minutes right after this from Wayne IGA, our pregame sponsor.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's new meat bundles? They have order slips back at their meat counter. Their farm bundle has a nice assortment of their most popular beef, pork, and chicken cuts. Their pork bundle has bacon, bulk and casing sausage, and bone-in and boneless pork chops. And their steak bundle has cube steaks, plus ribeyes, New York strips, and T-bones. Stop back at their meat counter for more details. Freezer wrapping is available for a small extra charge. Get stocked up for winter and have some left over for spring. Head up to Wayne IGA now and get your meat bundles ordered. Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
And we're at the Mississinewa.
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Welcome back to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We're here with Coach Bobby Leverett, and we're at Mississinewa Valley tonight. They are on a losing streak, and we're on a losing streak, so somebody's going to come out of here with a hard-earned victory, and we've played well. Just can't get the shots to fall, but I think we had some
bright spots last night with some younger players playing and some other guys playing a little better. What are we thinking about tonight?
Well, don't ever start with the losing streak part, Neil, okay?
Okay.
Make a note of that. Anyways, we saw some good things last night from some of our younger kids that we brought up, so we're going to continue to maybe work them into the lineup here and there and kind of shake things up and, you know, a little bit more accountability for everybody, and hopefully that pushes us to play a little bit harder and, yeah, need some shots to fall.
Do we have anybody on the Blackhawks that we need to really watch for, or is it just mostly just trying to slow their team down?
No, their point guard, King Scott, is a really nice freshman, 6-foot guard. We'll have to stay in front of him. He's pretty crafty. The rest of the guys are just typical Blackhawks, just scrappy as hell and get after it. So, yeah, you got to be ready to go.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Yep. Good luck tonight. We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Mississinawa Valley, where our Indians are getting ready to take on the Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks. And again, we're coming in at 4-11, Mississinawa Valley at 1-13. And what we have coming up next week is it's St. Henry week. So we have two games, Thursday and Friday. Girls on Thursday, boys on Friday. Both will be WPGW simulcasts. And the NFHS video will be available at St. Henry, but I don't think there will be audio with that. And the NFHS at home on Friday night with the Redskins, the audio will be there, and WPGW's audio will be on the NFHS video. So for the Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks, I was talking about their Hall of Fame. And so they had a couple of players. Ethan Bowman, I believe, was mostly basketball. I missed a little bit of that because I was getting things ready for our broadcast here. But and he went into their Hall of Fame. And Trent Collins, which he lettered in a number of things. He was, I believe, mostly football. And he had some pretty good accomplishments. And then there's two that are pretty special. Betty Teagarden went into the Mississinawa Valley Hall of Fame, and she was the school secretary for 57 and a half years. She started in 1966 and just retired just not long ago. I believe it was last end of the school year, last spring, or sometime very recently. I believe it was back in May or June. She finally retired after 57 and a half years. That is unbelievable. And then one with a little bit of Fort Recovery connection, another honorary Hall of Fame person, Richard Cox. And he is, if that last name sounds a little bit familiar, he's Micaiah Cox's grandfather. You saw him at all the games in the front row when Micaiah was playing for our Indians. And except for those years that he was up here, he was probably at every single Mississinawa Valley game for decades, sitting in the front row and just one of those good people. And I see Micaiah over there too, and with Darian Sheffer over talking to him. And just so happens that Reese Rogers is one of the officials tonight, and he's over there chit-chatting with them. All pretty good old friends, so pretty neat thing. So Ethan Bowman, Trent Collins, Betty Teagarden, and Richard Cox go into the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks Hall of Fame, and it's everything I heard, it is way past well-deserved, so that's really good. So we talked about the upcoming games. So what we what we're looking at here is some MAC scores from last night. Coldwater and Parkway were both kind of working hard in the MAC. Parkway trying to get back in after their loss, the first loss in the league. Coldwater won that one 58-42. Coldwater is now 11-3, 5 wins, no losses in the MAC. And Parkway is 9-5, now 2-2 in the MAC. And St. Henry beat New Bremen 67-64 in overtime. They have one loss. The other undefeated team is Duffus St. John's. They beat Versailles 49-47. Minster beat New Knoxville 74-45. And Marion Local beat us 63-37. So we'll take a break here, and we'll be back after the national anthem. And we'll be getting ready for the tin cupboard kickoff. Back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show right after this.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their Grab and Go cooler. In addition to their nice selection of GenFit meals, they also have fresh store-made salads and desserts, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, beef brisket, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. Grab and go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19 vaccines, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Welcome back to Mississinewa High School, where our Indians are getting ready to take on the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. And We'll go over the starting lineups. We'll get to the Indians in a second. For the Blackhawks, it'll be number three, Bryson Gower, a 6'1 senior. King Scott, a 6-foot freshman. And Thomas Gower, a 5'11 senior. Kyle Wertkamp, a 5'11 sophomore. And Aaron Hunt, a 5'11 senior. So Indians have a height advantage, but we'll see how that all works out for them. Got the lights out here. They're going to make a nice presentation of the Blackhawks players. For our Indians, let's see what we have there. We have Briggs Overman and Troy Holman, Rex Leverett, Gavin Evers, and I believe the other starter is going to be up off of the JV squad, did not play. I believe that will be Breaker Judy. Couldn't come up with his name there for a second. So it'll be Breaker Judy, freshman, starting for the Indians tonight. He and a couple of the other freshmen came in and played a lot last night and did really well against it was in the second half, but they played a lot against the starters for Marion Local last night. So we'll see how that all goes, but we just haven't been clicking at all. Can't get the shots to fall. We're trying something different. And we'll see how it goes. I think it's a good idea when things aren't clicking. No matter how loyal somebody's been, if it isn't working, it isn't working, and we need to try something else, and we'll see what happens tonight. So the JV game was a really crazy contest. Indians led the whole way until the very last second when one of the Blackhawks made a three-point shot from the corner, and that was the end of the game, and the Indians lost 59-58. Tip goes to Gavin Evers. He gives it to Troy Holman, who's going to bring it across the center court, looking to get the offense set up. Gets it over to Briggs Overman way out on the left wing. He'll look, goes inside to Breaker Judy, back out to Overman. He makes shoots a three just off the back of the rim, and rebound to the Blackhawks. That's Thomas Gower, and he'll get it to King Scott. You heard Coach Leverett talking about him. He runs the offense for him, a freshman, and he came in and he changed the whole complexion of that JV game. I don't know that he scored a bunch of points, but he kind of won the game for him. So that was a big deal for them to come in, and he still has playing time left because they only played one quarter. So it is knocked away by Gavin Evers, taken back by Kyle Wertkamp, and it'll be missed shot for Bryson Gower. Rebound to the Indians, and gets it into Rex. He goes up, blocked, and back out to Troy Holman. 6:44 left here in the first quarter here. Cup Pharmacy is our sponsor, and it'll be Briggs Overman making a move. Goes about a 10-footer, misses. Rex with the rebound. Shot goes up, and he is fouled by, it looks like it'll be number 11, King Scott. That'll be his first, team's first. Minute and a half gone here, no score in this game. And it'll be Rex Leverett at the line. Holt Brothers foul line. Misses the first one. Rolls around the rim and off. And Rex will get a second shot here. That one is up and in. Indians lead 1-0 here. Kalp Pharmacy scoreboard. And it'll be the Blackhawks bringing it up. It'll be Kyle Wertkamp getting it over to King Scott. He's out at the top of the key, dribbles to his right, and gets it over to back to Wertkamp, and he goes inside to Hunt. Hunt muscles his way and knocked Shot was tried but blocked way out of bounds. So 6 minutes, 8 seconds here, and they'll trigger it in. It'll come in to Bryson Gower. He'll shoot a shot, no good, and rebound to Rex Leverett. He missed the entire rim. Rex grabbed it, but he was standing on the line when he caught the ball. So it'll go back to the Blackhawks under their own basket. It'll be Blackhawks getting it in to Aaron Hunt. Out to, can't see the player, official there. Back to King Scott, way out on the left wing, way out. He dribbles in just inside the three-point line, misses the shot. Rebound to Gavin Evers, and gets it to Troy. A little short 8-foot jumper, and they ended its lead 3-0. 5 minutes, 40 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Scott has it to Hunt over in the corner to Thomas Gower, and knocked away, picked up by Scott, and he'll get it to Gower in the corner. Shot's no good, and Indians with the rebound. Troy has it, gets it over to Breaker Judy. He goes in, and he's fouled going up for the shot. 5 minutes, 16 seconds left here in the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter. Indians lead 3-0, and Breaker Judy will go to the line. He went confidently, and I was sure he would. He's been playing confidently all through his career, but the last couple of games he's been able to get into the varsity and has played that confidently there too. So he gets his first shot, and it is off the rim, back front, and then off the rim. Second one is up, and it is good. Indians lead 4-0. And it'll be Gower gets it to Scott, gets it to Werkamp, throws it over in the corner and past his player and into Coach Leverett's hands. So Indians will take it out. It'll be Rex Leverett getting it in to Troy Homan. Nobody guarding him, bringing it across center court slowly. And he's out on the right wing, looking at somewhere to go with it. Still dribbling. Gets it over to Gavin Evers on the left wing to Rex. He'll dribble out to the top of the key. And he'll go past a couple of guys. Tries to go inside to Gavin. And it's knocked away. Oh, said it was off of us. I was pretty sure that the Blackhawks might have touched that. But we must have touched it after they knocked it out of our hands. So it'll be Scott bringing it up court. And he gets it to Werkamp, who dribbles down the left sideline, and he's fouled. That'll be a foul on Briggs Overman, and it'll be the Blackhawks ball out of bounds. It'll be Gower getting it into Scott. Scott will bring it across the center court, guarded loosely by Troy, and he'll dribble it down here. He gets it over to the corner for Gower. He'll dribble it out to the top of the key. Stolen away by the Indians. Stolen back by Scott. And he'll try to go in a little bit. Back out to Hunt. And he loses the handle. Briggs Overman coming down the court. He tries to put it up. And blocked and fouled by King Scott. That is a second foul on King Scott. He runs the team for him, and that's not going to help him much. Looks like they're going to put a sub in for him. And Briggs Overman will go to the line, shooting two. That one's up and in. 5-0 Indians. And they're going to put in Tanner Lichty for the for the Blackhawks. So he'll replace Scott. Second one up for Overman, no good. Rebounded by Gavin Evers up and miss, and it is the Blackhawks bringing it down, and they try to make a pass, and it's stolen by Briggs Overman, and he misses the layup. Rebounded by Rex, and it's up and in, and it's 7-0 Indians, and it'll be Lichty, and he's there. We had a lot of pressure on him right in the corner at the center court, and he was leaning back trying to get the ball, the pass off, and he went across the center court, and it is over and back. And it'll be the Indians' ball. It'll be Rex Leverett taking it out almost in front of Micaiah Cox and his family over there, with his grandfather going into the Mississinewa Valley Hall of Fame as a fan, an honorary. And we go into Briggs, and he'll make a move, and they call a travel on him. 3 minutes, 26 seconds left here in the Talp Pharmacy first quarter, and it'll be the Blackhawks going to go the length of the court. Gower gets it to Werkamp. Back to Gower. They tried to get it over across, and it goes. Rex steals it, gets it to Breaker Judy, and he goes in for an easy layup. And it'll be the ball quickly to Aaron Hunt. And he makes a nice move toward the basket, and we've fouled him. I believe that's going to be on. Well, I can't see our play. Oh, that's Gavin Evers. The official was between me and them. Gavin Evers is, or not Gavin Evers, Gavin Fowler is the one who got the foul. He's in the game now. That's his first. Team's second. And he made one of two. And King Scott is coming back in. 3 minutes, 8 seconds left here in the first quarter. He has two fouls. And Indians lead 9-1. 3 minutes, 4 seconds. And Troy gets it across center court. And gets it over to Rex. He fakes a 20-footer, drives in, goes up, and he's fouled on his way up. And that is a foul on Bryson Gower. Rex will go to the line to shoot two. That's four fouls on the Blackhawks. First one is off the front of the rim. Score remains 9-1. Rex will get one more here. 2:52 left in quarter number one. That is up and in, and it's 10-1 Indians. And Scott receives the ball inbounds from Bryson Gower. He'll get it to Tanner Lichty, and he gets it over to Kyle Werkamp, and I believe he might have traveled. I didn't see the call. So anyway, Indians have the ball, 10-1. 2:43 left here in the Cup Pharmacy first quarter, and it'll be Troy Homan bringing the ball across center court. He'll dribble into the lane, tries to kick it back out, and it's stolen away by the Blackhawks, and he'll get to King. He'll bring it across. Really good-looking ball player, especially for a freshman. He looks like he could be a senior. Aaron Hunt goes inside to put one up, and it's blocked, but a foul on Breaker Judy. I believe that'll be his first. Nope, that wasn't on Breaker. That was on Rex Leverett. That's his first. So Aaron Hunt misses the first foul shot. We have three subs coming in. We have Guggenbiller, and for the first time tonight, Brody Bargy, and Gavin Evers is back in. Second one goes in for Hunt, and it's 10-2. 2 minutes, 9 seconds here, and get it to Gavin. Brody tries to go inside to Gavin Fowler and doesn't work, and it's stolen away. King is coming down. He gets it over to Kyle Werkamp. Shot no good. Rebound to Brody Bargy, to Guggenbiller. He'll bring it up quickly. He's going toward the rim. He'll go up and off the glass and in. 12-2. Minute 40 left here in first quarter. And King has the ball again. And he'll get it into Aaron Hunt. Shot up, no good. And Brody Bargy with the ball. And he's coming up, and he's fouled from behind by Kyle Werkamp. That'll be his first. And that's the fifth foul, so we're shooting the next minute, 27 seconds here in the first quarter. It'll be two shots. Brody Bargy looking for his points, his first points of the game, and he does miss the first one. So Brody will get one more. 12-2 Indians lead. And Thomas Gower will come in for the Blackhawks. And Brody has the ball for his second free throw. That is up around the rim. No good. Gavin Fowler with the rebound. And they're going to call a foul on number three on that rebound. Brody had the ball, and he got kind of grabbed. They're contesting that a little bit, but that's what is called. And so Gavin Fowler will go to the foul line. Indians lead 12-2, minute 26. And that one's up and in. And it's 13-2. And Bryson Gower will go out and sit down. That's his third foul. And Gavin will have one more. That is up off the rim. And we get the rebound, Brody Bargy, and he's contested, blocked a little bit, and he misses. It comes away to the Blackhawks, and it'll be Aaron Hunt. They're going to count the basket, and it'll be Briggs Overman. That's his second foul. And Hunt will go to the line. Indians lead 13-4 after the basket. It was the and one, and it goes in. And that makes it 13-5. Minute 15 here in the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter, and it'll be Briggs Overman bringing it up court. He'll go baseline. Oh, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Briggs. I missed that. I didn't think that was what it was, but that's what the call is. And that'll be his third foul, and he'll go sit down, and he won't be back for a while. I'm going to guess he might start the second quarter, but probably not. Troy is in to relieve him, and it'll be a timeout for the Blackhawks, and Cole Hamilton is their head coach, and he's an alumni here. I don't remember if you remember the there were two or three brothers that were all 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", back in the day. And there is a Hamilton built about the same way, Carson Hamilton, on the freshman, on the JV team, and he played very well. He's a freshman, 6'1". So they had two very good freshmen on the JV team, and plus King Scott, that is playing on the varsity, although he did come in the fourth quarter and kind of led the way. I don't know about in points, but led the way in their one-point victory on a last-second shot. So Blackhawks have the ball. Minute to go here. And it is Kyle Wordkamp out top. He gets it to Ethan Groh, back to Wordkamp out at almost at center court. He'll kick it over to Groh, back over in the corner to Wordkamp. Misses the shot. Rebound by Ethan Groh. And he puts it up and in, and he's fouled in the act. 13-7 now. That foul is on Troy. That's his first foul. That's the sixth foul, or it'd be a shooting foul. Any one shot here for Ethan Groh, and that's up and in, and it's 13-8. And Indians are bringing the ball down. 35 seconds left here in quarter number one. Troy over to Gavin Evers. He'll kick it out to Brody. Brody went to throw it in the corner, and Troy retrieves it. He was throwing it to one of our guys who took off. And Troy goes into the lane, tries to get a shot up, can't get it. And Gavin Evers, 15 seconds. He'll drive into the lane, kicks it out to Brody. Brody over to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will go in, and he goes up, and it's going to be a foul on number 22, Thomas Gower. That'll be his first and sixth, I believe, although after five it doesn't matter. So it'll be Reese Guggenbiller at the line, shooting 7.7 seconds. First one's off the front of the rim and no good. Score remains 13-8. And Reese will go back to the line. That one is up. Off the front of the rim again. Hunt with the rebound. Quickly ahead to Thomas Gower. They, Indians, steal it. Throw up a desperation three-quarter court shot. And it is 13-8 at the end of one. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses? When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments, as well as vitamins and supplements to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacists can also let you know which treatments are right for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Welcome back to Mississinewa Valley High School, where Indians lead 13-8 after one. Getting ready for the Fowler Mechanical second quarter here. And it will be the Blackhawks ball. It'll be Thomas Gower getting it to King Scott. He's back in the game, and I believe he has three fouls, has two for sure. And they try to get it back out to Hunt, and it's stolen by Breaker Judy, and we had a major collision right here at the scorer's table. Two guys that came right into the scorer's table. Both of them got up. That was a scramble for the ball. The coaches say, get on the floor, and they sure did. If we hadn't been here, they'd been into the stands 5 feet behind us. They were moving. Indians ball, and Troy has it out at the top. He'll go down to the baseline, back out to Grant Fortkamp, who's in the game now. And he gets it to Rex, who misses a shot from the corner. We get the rebound. Troy gets it, goes up, misses, gets his own rebound, goes up again, and it's 15-8. Indians lead 7-14 here in quarter number two. And the Blackhawks get it to Kyle Wertkamp, puts up a three in the, from the corner, no good. Grant Fortkamp with a rebound. Gets it over to Troy. Quickly down court. He shoots one from the foul line. No good. Rebound up. Tipped around. And it'll be King Scott coming out with it for the Blackhawks. And he'll put up a three-pointer. Up and in. A nice shot. A backup. A fall away. He took a step in. Step back. And a good old three. It's 15-11 now. 6:38 left in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. And it'll be Grant Fortkamp to Gavin Evers, and he'll get it back to Rex Leverett. He'll go down to the baseline, puts up a 10-foot jumper off around the rim, no good. Scott with the rebound. He's going to be a really good one for 4 years. By the time he gets done, we'll think he played 20 years. So it'll be the Blackhawks ball. They get it into Aaron Hunt. He makes a great move inside, and it's 15-13. Strong player, Aaron Hunt, with some very nice moves. And I can't see everything, but I believe that's 7 points for him. 7 of their 13. Troy Homan has it under 6 minutes here. And it is Grant Fortkamp drives in. And I didn't see what happened. Rex Leverett went down. And he trying to get a foul called on somebody. But anyway, Grant went in, got fouled, and he'll be at the line for two. And 5 minutes, 50 seconds here left in the second quarter. First one's up and dead center for Grant Fortkamp. And he'll have another one. 16-13, Indians retain the lead, trying to build on it again. 17-13 with Grant's second foul shot in. And the Blackhawks are getting across center court. They go inside, back outside to Werkamp. And he makes another three. And that is 17-16. They get it inside to Gavin Evers, and he puts it up and in, and it's 19-16. 5 minutes, 23 seconds left here in the second quarter. And it is Kyle Werkamp with it on the left side to Thomas Gower, over to Scott, to Kyle Werkamp. He'll dribble to the right wing, tries to go inside to Carson Hamilton, who was breaking toward the basket. That is the freshman that played a bunch and looked really good in the JV game. And I'm assuming he's probably the son, definitely a son or a nephew of their head coach. Rex Leverett with a nice drive inside. Off the rim, no good. Breaker Judy with the rebound. And it'll be a foul on Thomas Gower. That'll be his third. And Rex will come out, and Reese Guggenbilder will go in. And it will be Reese Guggenbilder triggering the ball in. Gets it to Gavin Evers in the corner, to Troy out top, to Breaker Judy pretty quickly. And Reese Guggenbilder open on the right wing. Oh, around the rim and out. Oh, it looked dead center from here. He was right in line between me and the basket. It looked like it was right in, just slightly long and out. And then it goes out of bounds off of the Blackhawks. Indians will trigger it in again. It'll be Reese Guggenbilder triggering it in. 4:44 left here. And they get it into Gavin Evers, who had a little play going, and he was wide open on the left side. Puts it in. 21-16. Indians increase their lead to 5. 4.5 minutes left here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. Try to go inside to Hunt, and it's tipped away by the Indians. Quickly to Gavin Evers again. He'll do a little 10-foot jumper from the left side baseline, and Indians increase their lead to 7, 23-16. 4 minutes, 15 seconds left here in quarter number two. And it'll be Bryson Gower on the right wing. He'll get it to King Scott on the left wing, and goes in the corner to Hunt. He'll kick it out to Werkamp. Puts up a three, no good. Rebound fought for. Gavin Evers wins that battle. To Fortkamp, to Troy Homan, to Breaker Judy, over to Guggenbilder in the right corner, or left corner, and he misses it. Rebound to King Scott, and he'll bring it across. And he goes to Hunt. He'll make a move toward the basket, knocked away by the Indians, and Gavin Evers is coming down the court quickly. He'll go coast to coast, and he misses, and that will be a foul on King Scott, and I believe that might be his third or fourth. Yep, his third, and that hurts the Blackhawks badly. They need him in the game. He runs everything. Have some subs getting ready to come in for the Indians. Gavin Evers at the line. First one's up and in. 24-16, lead back to 8. And we'll bring Brody Bargy in and Gavin Fowler. Breaker Judy will come out, and Grant Fortkamp will come out. They're going to take a timeout, and we'll just take one with them. We'll be back in just a minute.
The Fort Recovery Education Association, FREA, is sponsoring a winter reading program for students in all grades. The program runs from Friday, February 2nd through Wednesday, February 28th, and here's how it works. For every 100 books that are checked out by our students at our public library in February, the FREA will donate one book to the school library and one to the public library. The more books our students read, the more books the two libraries earn, so take your students up to our library during February and check out lots of books. It's going to be cold outside, so that'll give them plenty of chances to read extra books and help out our libraries. That's the FREA's winter reading program all through February. For every 100 books checked out at our public library by our students, the FREA will donate a book to the school library and one to our public library.
And Gavin Evers back to the foul line, misses this one, and it's rebound by the Blackhawks. They'll bring it up court. It'll be Bryson Gower over to Caden Haynes. And back to Bryson Gower. In and out on a long three-pointer. And they try to, the Blackhawks are trying to get the ball. That was Ethan Groh diving for it, but it goes out of bounds. Indians come in the length of the court. Troy Homan comes across center court. Quickly inside to Gavin Fowler. Misses the layup, contested layup. Gavin Evers has the ball, and he puts up a turnaround, about a 10-footer, and he's fouled an active shooting. And that is Aaron Hunt, their big man inside, and that's his first foul. And so Gavin will go back to the line. 24-16, Indians lead. 3:11 left here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. And the first one's up and in, 25-16. And Rex Leverett will be coming back in for Gavin Evers if he makes this. And that is up and off the front. And Gavin gets his own rebound. Little 10-foot jumper from the side, off the glass and in. 27-16, Indians increase the lead to 11. I believe at one time we were ahead 27-26. They had it down to one, and it is up, shot up, off, no good. And as he was going out of bounds, they kick it back outside, and the Indians try to knock it away, and they're going to call a foul on Troy Homan. That'll be his second, and Rex will come in for Gavin Evers. Great job by Gavin. He has 10 points. Leading the Indians, and it'll be the Blackhawks triggering in. It'll be Bryson Gower in the corner and gets it into Wyatt Stump, a sophomore, another player up off the JV that had a very nice game, and he tried to get it back out, may lose the handle. Indians bringing the ball up. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left here in quarter number two, and we get it to Brody Bargy on the right wing. He goes inside to Gavin Fowler. Nice play, nice move. And the Indians increase their lead 29-16. 2:15 left here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. And they get it to Aaron Hunt. He goes baseline, and he is bumped by, that will be Gavin Fowler. That's his second foul. And they'll be taking the ball out. That second for the Indians this quarter. They get it to Gower. He makes a nice turnaround move, but it does not go. Brody Bargy with the rebound. Just over 2 minutes here. Brody Bargy to Guggenbiller in the left corner. And Rex out on the right wing. He'll dribble to the baseline. Gets it to Guggenbiller. He'll go baseline and go to the basket. And he is fouled on the way. Shot did not go. And that is a foul on Wyatt Stump. Again, as I mentioned, another one of those very nice players off of their JV team. So Guggenbiller will go to the line to shoot two. And that is up and in, 30-16. And we have outscored them. I don't know exactly what it was, but I think we have outscored them 13-0. But it might be 15-2. And here's the next one up, and that is good. 31-16, just under 2 minutes here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter, and it will be Wyatt Stump triggering it in for the Blackhawks. He'll get it to Caden Haynes to Lichty and back to Haynes, and the Indians steal it, stolen back by the Blackhawks, and it'll be Wyatt Stump making a move into the lane, and he'll be fouled. That'll be a foul on Rex Leverett. That's his second. Our third of the quarter, and it'll be ball out for the Blackhawks. They're going to put a sub in, Jackson Beanblossom, another freshman. As I said, their freshman team looked really good. He's 5'6", but he doesn't play like he's 5'6". And it'll be, they're trying to get it in. They finally get it in, but it's stolen by Gavin Fowler. He goes the length of the court and lays it up and in, 32-16, minute 30 left here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. And it'll be Jackson Beanblossom bringing it up. Brody guarding him. Troy steals the pass. And he goes up and in, 35-16. And they get it down to Aaron Hunt. He makes a move in the lane, a nice one-hander up and off the back of the rim. And Rex gets the rebound, gets it to Troy in the corner. He dribbles into the lane, kicks it over to Gavin Fowler on the left, and he goes baseline and gets it stripped. And it'll be the Blackhawks bringing it back up. They get it to Jackson Beanblossom. He shoots one up right away, a three-pointer. They didn't have the ball across center court 3 seconds, and he saw an opening, and he steals the ball away from Guggenbiller and lays it up and in. A lot of hustle on these freshmen that are coming in here and the other JV players. Indians get it down inside quickly to Gavin Evers, and I believe he has seven now with two quick baskets, and it is 37-18, 22 seconds left here in the second quarter. They go inside to Wyatt Stump, knocked away, and it'll be Guggenbiller going to Bargy. Oh, he missed it, got his own rebound, lays it back in. 6 seconds, five, and they're bringing it down. It looks like they're taking too much time, but Hunt sees how much time there was, and he gets one up, but it's short. Indians lead 39-18 at the end of two. So a really good quarter for our Indians. The Blackhawks scored 12. Indians scored 26 points in the second quarter to take a commanding lead. I believe we either scored 13 in a row or 13 out of 15 or 15 out of 17. So we'll go to the Cooper Farms halftime show. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Mississinewa Valley Gymnasium here. They call it the Nest. Indians playing the Blackhawks. After the first quarter, Indians led 13-8. It got pretty close there early in the second quarter. And the I believe the Indians led 17-16. And then all of a sudden we led 30-16 and maybe even 31 or 32. Halftime score is 39-18 here on the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. We'll go over again what's going on next week, and it is St. Henry week. So girls will play the only two games we have. Girls play at St. Henry on Thursday, and we'll simulcast WPGW for that. The NFHS video will be available. Then on Friday, the boys will host St. Henry, and that will also be a WPGW simulcast. And their audio will also be on the NFHS video. Tonight was between the games. It was their Athletic Hall of Fame, but they had two folks that were not in for necessarily their athletic prowess. The two that were Ethan Bowman, I believe mostly a basketball player, Trent Collins, baseball, and probably football. I believe I heard him say that Trent Collins had at least one perfect game and some pretty good stats in football. Then they also had two honorary folks go into their Athletic Hall of Fame. The school secretary for 57 and a half years, Betty Teagarden. And what she did is impressive. Besides just being the school secretary for 57 and a half years, she also sold tickets at the door for virtually every game, whether at the basketball or in the ticket booth at the football games. She was at every game, virtually every game, for decades, almost 60 years, and probably attended a bunch of them before that. So 57 and a half years as the school secretary. And then the other honorary Hall of Fame is one of their fans. And for four years, he was one of our fans. That is Richard Cox. That is Micaiah Cox's grandfather. And I believe they said he's 90 years old, although he doesn't look like it, but he probably is that age. And still gets around extremely well. And, of course, he's sitting in the front row here, just as he sat in the front row at Port Recovery when Micaiah played for us for 4 years. So, loyal fans, that's just tremendous. Those are some pretty good people that that went into their Hall of Fame tonight. So we'll take a little break again, and we'll come back with a little bit more here on the halftime show. We'll talk a little bit about the JV game maybe and see what's going on there. Back in just a couple of minutes.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generations, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
Welcome back to Mississinawa, where our Indians lead at halftime, 39-18. But talking about the JV game, our Indians led 14-8 at the end of the first quarter. At halftime, we led 33-18 and lost the game. We lead 39-18 right now. So this game is not done yet. We led 49-37 at the end of three quarters. And in the fourth quarter, they brought in their varsity point guard, who is only a freshman, King Scott. And he basically, he and a couple other guys led them back to a last-second victory, a three-pointer from the corner. They were down two. Shot goes in. They won by one. And the shot went through, and the buzzer buzzed, and that was it. So the Indians led the entire game until the very last second and let it slip away from them. So This game, you know, on the scoreboard, it looks like it's over. Indians lead by 21, but we only lead by six more than we did in the JV game, and we lost that one. So we cannot get complacent. We have to really get going. I'll try to get you some of the scoring leaders for us. I believe Gavin Evers leads the team with 10, and Troy Holman has 8, or is that 6? I can't see it from here because there's a bar there. I believe it's 6, and Gavin Fowler has 7. He scored about 4 or 5 of them in about a minute. So let's take a break, and we'll be back with the start of the third quarter back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them.
Sorry, we're back here with the K&L Tractors third quarter. They were trying to get started, and then somebody found something on the floor, so I believe that they were... There are a lot of people out on the floor at halftime shooting some shots and, you know, some of the things that go on at halftime. So it's Reese Rogers, who's one of the officials, and Darian Sheffer were kind of giving each other a little grief there. So Indians get the ball in, get it to Briggs Overman, and he is fouled by Kyle Wertkamp 13 seconds into the first quarter. Briggs will trigger it in for the Indians. And it is Briggs getting it into Troy Holman out on the left wing. He'll get it to Gavin Evers at the top of the key, to Rex Leverett on the left, drives toward the lane, kicks it out to Troy in the left corner. Troy will kick it to Gavin Evers. He'll shoot a three. That is off the front of the rim. King Scott with the rebound. He brings it down, puts up a three quickly. And it high off the back of the rim and down through. And it is 31-29. And we get it inside to Breaker Judy. And kind of knocked away. He grabs it, but his foot was on the line. So 7 minutes, 17 seconds left here. And the Indians will... the Blackhawks will bring it in. It is Scott, or King Scott, with a... with the ball, gets it over to Aaron Hunt, tries to go in the lane and knocked away by Briggs Overman. Couple of big, huge strides from center court, and he's down at the baseline, goes up and misses the shot, but he is fouled in act of shooting, and that is Kyle Wertkamp's third foul, second foul for the Blackhawks here in quarter number three. Briggs, first one up off the left side of the rim and does not go in. Exactly 7 minutes on the K&L Tractors third quarter scoreboard. Briggs' second shot up high off the rim and off of, misses a shot, rebound, fought for and knocked out of bounds by the Blackhawks. Indians will have it under our own basket. Briggs will throw it into Gavin Evers, to Troy Holman, to Breaker Judy way out on the left wing. He gets it to Overman with a three from about 21 feet, and that is a good three. And Briggs Overman has 4 now, and it is 42-21. Double him up, 6:40. Scott goes inside to Bryson Gower. 6-1. That was kind of an alley-oop, trying to tip it off the back of the backboard and into the rim, but it goes off, but he is fouled. That is a foul. That is the third foul on Troy Homan. And Bryson Gower, the senior, will go to the line. First one is off. 6 minutes, 34 seconds here. And he's at the Hull Brothers foul line. And he'll have one more shot. Bryson Gower. That is up and bounces around and off. And the Blackhawks out hustle the Indians. And it is Aaron Hunt with a nice move down on the baseline. And looks like, yep, that would be a foul on Breaker Judy. That'll be his first. Scott has it over in the corner to Kyle Workcamp. And be a foul on Gavin Evers. So that's our third foul, second in about 10 seconds. And that's our third foul and his first foul, Gavin's first foul. But they tried to trigger it in. Gavin slaps it as soon as he throws it and knocks it into the Blackhawk bench. And they'll take it out right in front of their bench. So it'll be Workcamp triggering it in. Tries to get it in there. Dude, come away with it finally. And they call travel. I don't know if you heard the official. He said he can't jump and then dribble. But to me, that didn't look even slightly hinky. But he quoted it as if that was an actual quote from the rule book. So Indians have the ball. Rex goes baseline. Up, no good. Breaker with the rebound. Up and around the rim and in. 44-21. 6 minutes, 5 seconds. Scott brings the ball quickly down court. Guarded closely by Breaker, and then they get it over to Ethan Groh. Shot up, no good. And King with the rebound, but he was standing, I think both feet were over the line. So it'll be Indians ball going the length of the court. Rex gives it to Troy. He'll bring it up with no pressure on him. Gets it across center court. 5 minutes, 50 seconds left on the K&L Tractor scoreboard. And Rex will dribble around to the right side. Knocked away. Goes, tries to get it back, tries to save it back inbounds, and it goes to the Blackhawks. King gets it to Hunt, and he'll get it back to King. He drives in the lane, puts one up. Nice move off the glass and kind of over, kind of behind his shoulder kind of shot. And it's 44-23. Troy drives into the lane, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line. That is the fourth foul on Kyle Workcamp for the Blackhawks. And Troy Homan will go to the line. Indians lead by 21. Hull Brothers foul line is good to Troy. He puts one in. So Hull Brothers helps out T&L and gets him a point. So it'll be 45-23, and Troy will have one more at the Hull Brothers foul line. That is up and off the front of the rim. And rebound to the Blackhawks. Breaker Judy hustles, knocks it away. Okay, we were the last ones to touch it. I couldn't see if a Blackhawk touched it on the way out of bounds, clear across the court from us. Troy Homan has 7 points. I think we have a couple of guys with seven. And it'll be the Blackhawks with the ball. Bryson Gower drove the baseline. Loses his balance, and it goes out of bounds. So the Reese Guggenbiller getting it into Troy Homan. Just under 5 minutes now in the K&L Tractors third quarter. To Briggs Overman, 15-foot jumper off the rim. No good. King brings it up. King Scott and brings it up. Gets it to Ethan Groh. And Scott has it again. Gets it to Bryson Gower down in the corner and tipped away by the Indians. I think that was Gavin Fowler that tipped it away, and it will be the Blackhawks' ball. It'll be Tanner Lichty triggering it in for him. They get it into Bryson Gower, and he gets a short-range baseline jumper, about 8 feet, and that goes in. 45-25, 4 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. Guggenbiller has it for the Indians, kicks it over to Briggs Overman in the right wing. He'll dribble across, gets it over to Breaker, to Guggenbiller in the left corner. He'll dribble to the left wing, goes left baseline, reverse layup, up and good. 47-25, just under 4 minutes here in quarter number three. And it'll be Scott bringing the ball up for the Blackhawks. And he will put up a short three or long two, can't tell which. That's off the back of the rim, but rebounded by the Blackhawks. And it'll be a three missed by Lichty and rebounded by the Indians. Brody Bargy is getting ready to come in for the Indians. Troy fires a pass over to Briggs Overman and goes through his hands and into the Fort Recovery bench. And Brody will come in and replace Breaker Judy. And Grant Fortkamp will come in and replace Troy Homan. And we got a couple of two freshmen in. And so it's Grant Fortkamp, Brody Bargy, Gavin Fowler, and Briggs Overman, and Reese Guggenbiller. Scott with a three-pointer missed, rebounded by the Indians, gets it to Briggs. He goes up for a layup, usually makes that, did not go in. And the Blackhawks coming back down under 3 minutes now here in the K&L Tractors fourth quarter. And Eli Leonards is going to be coming in for Briggs Overman. Briggs has three fouls, and they're going to give him a little bit of a rest here. And Eli, I believe that's his first time in the game, and he's a pretty good defensive player and a really good three-point shooter. So Blackhawks have it. They try to get it back in, and it's tipped away, I believe, by the Indians. And it'll be their ball underneath their own basket, and it'll be Thomas Gower triggering it in for the Blackhawks. And he gets it to Hunt, out to Lichty, and over to Bryson Gower, but before that there was a foul. That was a foul on Grant Fortkamp, his first and Indians' fourth of the quarter. And it'll be triggered in to Bryson Gower, a little alley-oop that he just pops a little jumper right in the basket. Threw it to him right in front of the basket, and he didn't even come down. He just got it. Mason Diller in the game now. He goes up, partially blocked. He grabbed it, tried to flip it back, and it went off our hands and out of bounds. And we'll have a Fort Sight Fuel timeout, and we'll be back in just a moment or two.
In Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
That was our tractor break. We heard from Hull Brothers, then K&L. Indians lead 47-27, just under 2.5 minutes to go here in the K&L Tractors' third quarter. It is Lichty with the ball way out front. Gets it to Scott on the right wing, and he'll dribble down to the baseline. Goes back out, gets it back to Lichty. He'll get it to Bryson Gower. And he'll try to make a move inside. Nice little move, but partially blocked by one of our Indians. And the Indians with the rebound. Grant Fortkamp to Rex Leverett at the top of the key. He'll make a move, goes in, tries to put one up left-handed, and he'll be fouled by Bryson Gower. That'll be his fourth foul, it looks like. And that will put Rex at the line. Each team has four fouls here in quarter number three. Rex will go to the Hull Brothers foul line, see if he can get a couple for us. That one's off the front of the rim. He's had a couple of them this game that went off the front of the rim. So needs to get this one. So Rex will go back. He has 4 points. And that one's off the back of the rim. Rebound by the by Ethan Groh. And it'll be Hunt bringing the ball down. Their big man bringing the ball down. And he did a good job of it. And it is foul on Mason Diller with the foul. That'll be the fifth foul, so they'll be shooting. That's Mason's first foul. Indians lead 47-27, minute 45 on the K&L Tractors third quarter clock. And Aaron Hunt will step to the line. And he'll put the first one in. I believe that will give him 8 points for the game. And he'll get one more. Indians lead at 19. And that's off the back of the rim. And that bounces once, and Eli gets it in the corner. Quickly ahead to Grant. He'll bring it back out at the top of the key to the down in the corner to Mason Diller. He'll put up a nice little runner, one-handed runner, and puts that in with his right hand. Nice move and a big basket. Indians back up 21. Scott has the ball to Lichty. He'll bring it across. He'll get it to Scott again. He'll get it to Hunt down in the left corner. Back to Hunt inside. He makes a great move up and in. He's a strong player, and he has 10 for the game. And we get quickly down to Guggenbiller. He puts up a three, no good. And we get the rebound back to Guggenbiller. Kicks it over to Grant Fortkamp. Puts up the shot off the rim. Rex with the rebound, and he goes up and in. Under a minute here. Indians lead 51-30. And it is, Hunt again. He gets it down in the corner to Lichty. Lichty drives the baseline, still trying to get something going, and tries to get it to Scott, and we tip it away out of bounds. They were very close to the baseline, both of them, and we tipped it away and kind of bailed them out a little bit. It'll be Thomas Gower triggering the ball in to Hunt, and Hunt tries to make a move, and he is fouled by Mason Diller. That'll be his second team foul. And Aaron Hunt will go to the Hull Brothers foul line. That is off the back of the rim. 36 seconds, 35.9 seconds left here in the third quarter. One more for Aaron Hunt from the Hull Brothers foul line. That is up around the rim and no good. Rex with the rebound. He'll bring it up quickly. He gets it over in the corner to Eli Leonard's open for three, and it goes in. 54-30, Eli with his first points of the game. And he was pretty much open, and those will go in. There's Scott down on the right side trying to make a move, and that doesn't go in, but a great move. And Rex Leverett has it now. He'll bring it down. 8 seconds. He'll go up. It goes off the back of the rim, front of the rim, and down through the rim. And it'll be Scott, and he'll get it to Lichty, who heaves it the length of the court and does not go in. So the K&L Tractor third quarter ends with the Indians leading 56-30. Back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Spring brings changes to everything. Your Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to Mississinewa Valley, where our Indians lead 56-30 going into the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. And it'll be the Blackhawks ball. It'll be Thomas Gower triggering it into King Scott. Spells King, C-I-N-G, King Scott. And they go inside to Hunt, and it's knocked away, but Hunt tries to get it, and he's the last one to touch it, and it'll be Indians ball going the length of the court. Briggs Overman back in. And he has three fouls. Gets it to Troy Homan, also with three fouls. I believe those are our only two that are even sort of in trouble. We get it back to Briggs. He'll go in for a nice layup. He can go from one spot to another in just so fast and long strides. So it's 58-30. Scott has the ball out on the right wing. He faked a shot. Gets it to Kyle Wordkamp. Back to Scott, tries to go inside, tip to Scott, to Wordkamp, and off the front of the rim, and Troy will bring the ball down court, gets it to Briggs Overman, three-pointer, off the front of the rim, rebound fought for, and the Blackhawks come up with it, and it'll be Wyatt Stump, one of the JV players that's come up and been doing well for him. And they get it to Scott. He makes a nice little jumper, but shoots a nice little jumper, doesn't go in. He gets his rebound, tries to go up, and we foul him probably in the act of shooting. Yep, they're going to give him that. And so it'll be Scott will go to the line. And he has 8 points. Aaron Hunt with 10 for the Blackhawks. They're wiping up a little moisture on the floor, and they get the rubber mop out, and 6 minutes 50 seconds, and King Scott will go to the line for the Blackhawks. 58-30 Indians lead here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. First one off the back of the rim for Scott. He'll have one more. That one is off the front of the rim and rebounded by Alex Dews, his first time in the game. Gets it to Troy Homan. And he gets it to Briggs. Briggs will make a turnaround jumper at the foul line. And that is in, 60-30. 6.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Scott dribbling out around the top of the key. Gets it over to Wordkamp on the left. He'll kick it down to Wyatt Stump. Back to Wordkamp. Long one from the corner. No good. And Gavin Evers will go the length of the court. And he tries to put one up and fouled. So it didn't even come close. That'll be a foul on King Scott. And that'll be his fourth. But they're going to probably have to keep him in. We have Rex Leverett and Brody Bargy both coming in. Gavin puts his first one up and in, 61-30. And Brody replaces Breaker Judy. And it'll be the second one at the Hull Brothers foul line for Gavin Evers. If he makes it, he gets to go sit down. And Rex Leverett will come in. Nice game so far for him. That's 13 points for Gavin Evers. Really nice game for him. Scott will bring the ball up for the Blackhawks. He'll dribble to the top of the key, goes inside to Hunt, and stolen away by the Indians. Overman ahead to Troy Homan. Up, no good. Rebound Blackhawks. It is Thomas Gower to Kyle Wordkamp, and he's fouled by Alex Dews. So that'll be his first team foul. And second, it looks like, for the Indians here in the fourth quarter. 5:51 left here, a little under 6 minutes to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Indians right now looking like they're in pretty good shape, up 32 points. So it'll be the Blackhawks triggering it back in. Get it to Scott out on the right wing. He'll make a great move. Can't get it going. Backs back out to three-point range and puts one in. That step back three, that's at least the second one he's made today, and that's a pretty good shot. He's a great player. Gets it. We get it to Briggs Overman. He puts up a layup and misses another one. He misses very few of those, but he's missed a couple tonight. And rebound to the Blackhawks. And they go down, and we've got two players down on a collision there. Kyle Wertkamp gets back up. Briggs, I believe he got hurt a little bit. I'm not sure. He's kind of limping around. They're going to put Grant Fortkamp in for him so he can catch his breath here. 5 minutes, 23 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Indians lead 62-33. Not sure what we're blowing the whistle about. I can't see the third official. Oh, there he is. They trigger it back in. Blackhawks. Scott has it. Tries to go down inside to Stump, and it'll be blocked. Troy Homan goes the length of the court, and he loses it, but was grabbed by one of the Blackhawks players as they walked out of bounds. So it'll be the Indians ball under our own basket, 62-33, 5 minutes, 9 seconds on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Rex, they throw it into Rex, gets a little jumper from 15, no good. Brody Bargy with the rebound. Up, and it's no good, but he's fouled in the act, and that was on, didn't see who that was on, so have to figure that out. But it was their first, so it's inconsequential, I guess. So it'll be the first one is up, and Brody has another one, and 62-33 now the score, and Brody has one more from the foul line, Hull Brothers foul line. Go up, and he has his third point of the game. Blackhawks will bring it down. It'll be Caden Haynes with the ball, another freshman for him. And Thomas Gower has it. He gets it down to Bryson Gower. Bryson goes up, and a reverse layup from the left side, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the Hull Brothers foul line. And that is foul number three on Rex. Excuse me. 4:49 left here, and Bryson Gower, one of the seniors, will go to the foul line, and he'll make the first one. Excuse me, he made the basket, so he only gets one. 63-36, and Rex will trigger the ball into Troy Homan. 4:45 left here in the fourth quarter. Troy Homan will put up a three and banks it in. He was about 20 feet. He never shoots from out there. He's thought, I'm going to shoot one. We're up 20. Just throw one up, and now we're up 30. 66-36. Troy Homan banks in a three, and we're going to put in a bunch of subs. I'm not sure I can keep track of all of these, and I might not have all of them done there. We got Carson Hamilton, a freshman, played a bunch. Jackson Bean Blossom, also from the JV team. Another one, I don't have him on my book, but that's okay. And then 33 is Tyson Hauer from the JV team. This is basically their JV team plus King Scott, who did play some on the JV team and is a freshman. So it's Mason Diller goes inside to Grant Fortkamp. He goes up and in, and he has four. And Indians increase their lead to 32. And it is the Blackhawks to it's King with the ball. I'm going to miss a bunch of names here because they're kind of unfamiliar. Goes out to Jackson Bean Blossom. and to Hamilton, back to Bean Blossom, down in the corner to Hauser, and back to Bean Blossom way out at the top. And a nice move by King Scott, and it goes up and off the rim. Man, that was a great move. He has some great moves. He's going to be a player for the Blackhawks over the years. And Hauser got the rebound and was fouled, and he tried to put it back up. That is the third foul for Mason Diller, and that one, first one, no good, and it's 68-36, Indians lead, 3:39 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. That is up off the back of the rim. Rebound by Brody Bargy, skied for that one to Eli Leonard. He'll drive the lane, goes up off the backboard, gets his own rebound, misses, gets his own back rebound, and puts it back in off the backboard, 70-36. 3:20 left here in the fourth quarter. It'll be Bean Blossom, Jackson Bean Blossom with the ball, gets it over to Scott, back to Bean Blossom, way out on the right wing. He'll get it to, I don't know this player's name. He's not on the varsity roster. I'll see if I can find him. Kason Stewart, I believe, is who that was for the Blackhawks. We get it into, down on the baseline. Grant Fortkamp drives in, puts one in, 72-38, under 3 minutes. And we just used a timeout to get a couple subs in, and nobody, not a real timeout. So it'll be the Blackhawks ball. Lichty to Bean Blossom. He'll try to drive into the lane, stolen away, and it'll be quickly ahead to Grant Fortkamp, and he's going up, but he is blocked by King Scott, and that might be, nope, they're not going to call a foul on him. They possibly could have. It wasn't anything flagrant at all. It was a pretty good block with a little bit of contact. So it'll be Indians triggering the ball inbounds to Eli Leonard. He puts up a short one from the baseline, and it misses. Scott with the rebound. He'll bring it down, and he'll dribble into down the baseline and goes into the lane and knocked away as he tried to pass it, and Eli Leonard has it. Fortkamp quickly to Mason Diller into Alex Dews on the left side for an easy layup. 74-38, 2 minutes, 12 seconds left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Hayden Seifering is also in the game for the Indians. So we have Grant Fortkamp, Eli Leonard, Hayden Seifering, Mason Diller, and Alex Dews for the Indians. And running clock with the 36-point lead. And it will be Lichty at the line. First one up and in. It's still a 35-point lead, so it's still running clock. And they get it to him again, down to a minute 30. And Lichty will put the second one up. And that is in, so that will stop the running clock. Or it should. I thought it was 35, but the clock continues to run. Not that it matters a lot. Indians lead at 34, and Hayden Seifering will bring it up. Minute 15 left in the contest, and he'll drive into the lane, tries to put one up, and fouled as he went in. And clock continues to run. 33, that is on Ty Hauser, another freshman up from the JV team. And clock is now, first one's up and misses. Clock's down to under 50 seconds. Hayden Seifering back to the foul line. They get to him a little back a little quicker, and still have some time left. That one goes up and off the rim, and so he missed both of them. And it is quickly ahead to Bean Blossom in the corner. He'll put up a three off the rim. Scott has it. He's going out. 30 seconds left, and it'll go over to Caden Haynes, and they'll try to take it inside to Hauser, and he's fouled. 15 seconds, the clock will run out as he's shooting foul shots. Down to 12 seconds. Hauser will get his shot in here. That is up and in the rim, and he is on the board with a point, and the clock runs out. And he'll put it up. That is off, and that's the end of the game. 74-41. Indians are off the snide finally, and finally come away with a victory. It was a nice, well-played game, and they come away here from the nest with a good victory. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Miracle Lanes post-game show right after this from Fort Recovery Insurance.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Welcome back to Mississinewa Valley, where our Indians come away with a big victory, 74-41. And just a pretty good game for our Indians. Virtually everybody played. I think about everybody scored. And it was a lot of guys. Nobody had a whole bunch of points, but everybody had some. And the best I can tell, I believe that Gavin Evers led our Indians with 13 points. We had a bunch of guys in the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 range. A lot of guys scored. A lot of guys played very well, and just did really well. I don't have the numbers, but I believe Aaron Hunt led the Blackhawks with, I'm going to say, 13, 14, 15 points, and King Scott, the freshman, had 11. They had a lot of success with their freshman playing and a sophomore also on the JV team, from the JV team, that did really well, and they have a pretty bright future. That they have 13 losses in a row as a varsity, but their future looks pretty good. The King Scott is a very good player. They had several really good players on the JV team, and as I mentioned, the Indians were up 13 points, I believe, early in the fourth quarter, ended up losing on a last-second shot. The those JV kids for the Blackhawks really came through for them and did a really good job there. Let's take a real quick break. We'll come back and talk to Coach Leverett in just a minute or so.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Welcome back to Mississinewa Valley, where our Indians come away with a 74-41 victory, and we're talking here with Coach Bob Leverett. Tell us what you thought about this game.
You know, executed what we wanted to do. We wanted to get up and be physical with them. I thought we did that for the most part. Yep. Got out and pushed the ball a little bit more tonight than we have in the past. Guys hit some shots. had some guys respond. So, yeah, real happy with the win. Nice to get off the losing side of things here, per se. But
well, yeah. And we've had a lot of games where we just needed that little break here and there, and we'd have had four or five wins in that, but it just didn't happen that way. Tonight, everything kind of went our way.
Right, and that's what we hoped for. You know, the effort was there. Got some good minutes out of everybody off the bench. Everybody was engaged, I felt like. So, moving forward, I think that kind of sends a message to some of our guys that, you better be engaged if you want to play. So, just like I said, just happy with the effort. Good to get a W and take a break tomorrow and be ready for St. Henry week. So, a lot of work to do. St. Henry's solid. They're playing really good right now. But, we've changed some things up. We got some stuff we want to start getting ready for a tournament and doing defensively-wise. So we'll start working on that now and hopefully get good at it and be ready for tournament.
Yeah, well, if St. Henry didn't come scout us tonight, they might not know what they're getting into, because we had some kids that just hustled like crazy, man. Everybody was hustling. It was fun to watch this game.
Well, when you have somebody knocking on your door for your job, it tends to create a little urgency.
Yeah.
Takes that complacency out of you and makes you work a little harder.
Yeah, so. and the ones, even the guys that had played a lot before, that didn't play a lot tonight, when they got in, they saw that those other kids were out there and they were going at it strong.
Absolutely.
And
that was
refreshing, and I think we might have turned a page here, Coach.
I hope so.
Hope so, too.
Thank you, Neil.
We appreciate it a lot.
Yep, thanks.
Yep, we'll be back with the rest of the Miracle Lane's postgame show after this and from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Welcome back to Mississinawa Valley, where the Indians come away with a 74-41 victory. And St. Henry week's coming. Thursday, the girls will play at St. Henry. And Friday, the boys will host St. Henry. Those will both be WPGW simulcasts. JV team was leading the whole game till the last second, lost 59-58. On a shot from the corner, and we just need to keep on rolling. And part of the reason that we didn't do as well on the JV team was because a lot of our best players moved up to varsity and either played no JV or played very little JV, so they could have minutes in the varsity, and that paid off for us. The JV record is good if that's all you're looking for, but we're looking to build the program and then make things better. And I think with taking some of those freshmen and maybe Hayden Seifring and bringing them up to the varsity and not playing as many minutes on the JV team cost us that victory, but it really made some difference in our varsity. Those kids played with strong spirit, and they fired up the rest of the guys, and everybody played with a little more gumption this time around. So we thank everybody for listening. Appreciate our listeners, our sponsors, and everybody that helps out. And Mackenzie Breimeyer here at the Mississauga Valley at the Nest. And we'll be back next week with a couple of simulcasts with the St. Henry girls on Thursday and boys on Friday. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department.